It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. $20 billion a year. I bet we as a society could find a better way to spend that than dealing with spam. Yet that's what we spend, says a new report in the Journal of Economic Perspectives. One of the authors, Justin Rao of Microsoft Research, says when you assign dollar values to all the hassle, it adds up quick.
The time people waste just dealing with spam, that's two channels there. One is that stuff just shows up in your inbox that you have to delete or get out of the way. Since we run spam filters, sometimes a legitimate message gets put in the spam box and you have to go find it, or you miss a meeting, or your mother gets mad at you, or so forth. So those two components sort of waste people's time. And the other component is all that effort to fight spam, all that systems administration, technology, and infrastructure that's set up just to defend the system.
Thing is, spam doesn't bring in that much money. Rao puts annual revenues for the whole industry at just $200 million, 1% of what we spend fighting spam.
For every dollar you get out, you cost society $100.
And it's the bad guy getting the dollar out, too.
Bad guy gets a dollar out, good guys or everybody else loses $100. So an analogy would be, we looked at nonviolent auto theft. So this is not carjacking, which is actually pretty rare. This is you go to sleep, you wake up, your car's gone. There, the thieves get out about a dollar for every $25 they cost society.
The numbers surprised Rao.
Man, these spammers don't make that much money. Like $200 million, that's a tiny global market. And it just turns out that not that many people click. So it's really not that profitable to be a spammer relative to being Google or Yahoo or Bing, but it's profitable maybe relative to the outside option you have in the country you're in with the skills you have.
Time may be running out for the weird business model of spam, however, says Patrick Peterson. He's a consultant who specializes in fighting spam.
In the last 2 years, law enforcement and the security community have shut down some of the biggest spammers on the planet. There's been law enforcement in Eastern Europe and the U.S., seizing servers, seizing assets, and actually putting some of these guys in jail.
Does that mean there's less spam than there used to be?
There is. We've actually seen it declining for the first time ever, kind of year over year, as we put more of these bad guys and their evil empires out of business.
So eventually all those Nigerian princes will just have to write you letters. And now,
Tech Report Theater.
Producer Larissa Anderson will play Facebook. I will play the United States Postal Service.
Hey, U.S. Mail. How's it going?
Like you care, Facebook. Like you really care.
Whoa there. Whoa, hey, what do you mean?
Everyone goes on you now, Facebook, and posts on walls and comments on status updates, direct messages. No one writes letters with stamps and puts them in envelopes and then has people put them in boxes anymore.
Well, that's actually what I wanted to talk to you about. I'm actually trying out a postcard feature where users send postcards of their pictures to friends.
What, through a text message or on a Netflix or something?
That doesn't even make
sense. I will not be mocked, Facebook.
No, this is a real thing. It goes by U.S. mail to your friend's actual home. They buy stamps. It's real mail.
Oh, really? Thank you. I better get cleaned up. I'll have mail to deliver. You think this will save me?
I don't know if Facebook postcards will really catch on. And even if it does, it probably won't save you.
Oh, I see.
I mean, it won't be that
bad.
It'll be something.
No,
right?
It's fine. It's fine. I'm fine. Okay. Thanks for coming by. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com. Get Marketplace any way you'd like every day, right here on your local public radio station and on Marketplace.org, Slacker, Stitcher, Flipboard, and iTunes.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.